But let's review some of the other issues regarding the day-to-day treatment of our patients with schizophrenia. Not everyone will respond to the antipsychotic that we provide. In fact, treatment resistance is pretty common. 30% of patients with schizophrenia are resistant to dopamine D2 antagonism as a treatment in terms of adequately addressing their symptoms. 30 to 60% have partial response, for example. Only 14% of our patients with schizophrenia achieve recovery, which is long-term remission and good functional outcome. So we're clearly not there yet. Negative and cognitive symptoms are relatively untouched. Our medicines have lower efficacy for addressing negative and cognitive symptoms, although it is negative and cognitive symptoms that can influence function to a great degree. And about half of our patients have been characterized as having prominent or predominant negative symptoms. So that's an unmet need. And let's not forget the comorbidities that our patients experience. We need to be mindful that we don't want to make them worse. So we do have limitations, and we're looking towards the future of additional avenues to treat schizophrenia.